can't copy that. Yeah, maybe running in a virtual machine, or maybe setting up one of my spares I got around here as a dual boot or something like that. I haven't done that in a while either. Because, you know, Windows, you have to put it on first and then go back and install Linux so you can get a dual boot. Because if you do it the other way around, Windows has the one true bootloader. And you install it and all your Linux works just goes poof.